The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday to you. So wanted to let you know that if you ever miss the broadcast of Psychic View here on Blog Talk Radio, you can also catch it on WROCK Radio, www.wrockradio.com. And you can also catch the podcast on Podbean. So I have three different stations that this program rebroadcasts during the week. But it is live on Sunday, so if you happen to be calling in now, there's a pretty good chance that you'll get on the air to ask your question. The other thing I want to bring up to you is that we are approaching the end of the year. A couple things. First, I published 9-Day Energy Reset to actually help all of my listeners, all of my callers, to be able to draw to them in 2017 what they want. What you don't realize, or a lot of people don't realize about the year 2016, is in numerology, it adds up to a 9. So 2 and 1 and 6 added together equals 9. That is a completion year. That is a being done with something year. It's finishing something. And so what I've been doing for the last week or so is I've been going through my home and purging. My husband actually participated yesterday in spending 4 hours cleaning out a garage. So a whole truckload of things that we are no longer using tootled off to the charity place yesterday. The other thing is, when you get rid of what you're not using, what you don't need, and I haven't tackled the kitchen yet, but I'll be tackling the kitchen this week, my plan is to have another truckload of things go off to charity. The reason I'm doing that is that, you know, there's a saying out there that nature abhors a vacuum. That's actually science, but nature abhors a vacuum. So when you create space for other things to come into your life, it starts to become drawn to you. So that means that not only is it letting go of things that you're holding on to that are no longer, you know, essential to you. As a matter of fact, I found 6 cell phones that when I posted it on Facebook and said that I found 6 cell phones, I had people step up and say, hey, you can donate those to veterans, to the blind, to victims of domestic violence. So these cell phones, which are in perfect shape, but they're, you know, flip phones. I'm serious. You have to draw out the antenna on one of them. I'm donating those to charity here. But when you let go of what you're not using, what's not working for you, what doesn't fit, anything that is no longer part of the future that you wish to have, then you create space to draw into your life what you'd like. So 2017 in numerology, if you added 2 and 1 and 7 together, it equals 10. In numerology, you drop the 0, so it's a number 1 year. So in 2017, it is all about paying attention to what your most important needs are, filling yourself up first, starting any new business. Anything that moves forward for you should happen in 2017. The reason I wrote 9-day energy reset is that you can do it for 9 days, or you can plan to do it starting on the first of the year. Well, if you spend the rest of December getting rid of what's not working for you, books you've already read, duplicate fry pans, whatever it is you need to get rid of, it's time to get rid of it, because you will always draw back to you what you need. I got to repeat that. You will always draw back to you what you need. So if you let go of things, what you're saying to the universe is, I'm ready for a new and better. I'm ready for more loving. I'm ready for my new beginning. And part of the dumping, part of the purging, is stepping back from people that don't make you feel good about yourself, or that you have allowed in some way to not let yourself feel good about yourself. Step away from those people. Now, there may be people that you've met recently over the last couple of years that have acted as a catalyst for you, shown you things that you either want or don't want. Whatever it is, if those people end up removing themselves from your life, or you remove them from your life, it is always a benefit. Because if they're meant to be in your life, they will make the effort to come back. All right? So it's okay to let go of people that don't seem to value you for who you are and for your authenticity. But 2017 is about stepping into your authenticity. So that's the first thing I want to share with you guys. The second thing I want to share with you is, every year I do something very, very special, and I want you to plan for it, is I do a 2-hour broadcast on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. This year I'm doing a 2-hour broadcast on New Year's Eve and a 2-hour broadcast on New Year's Day. So on the 31st, I will be broadcasting from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. On January 1st, I'll be broadcasting from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. This is the program that you get to ask the question, what are my highlights of 2017? Or what does 2017 hold for me? I only let you do this once a year. Otherwise, when you call into this program, it's a specific question. So the two special days, December 31st, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and January 1st from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. That's when you can call in and you can ask the question, what are my highlights? What is my energy? What do I need to focus on for 2017? That's normally why people book a full session with me. It'll still be fast and furious like I do here on the program, but it'll give you the highlight, the focus, the energy that you most need to have moving forward. All right, so I'm going to go to area code Fabulous Las Vegas. Area code 702. Hi, 702. Who's this?
This is Terry.
Oh, hey, Terry. What's your question?
Well, I recently made a choice to leave Las Vegas. I kind of got hooked up with somebody that I thought loved me, and I thought I loved him. I still am really attached, but I know this person wasn't good for me. I'm really struggling because he's saying all the right things now that I'm gone. But I really just need to know.
All right. What it says here is that part of the reason why this didn't feel like it worked very well is sometimes you felt more lonesome when you were with him than when you weren't. That it felt like the initial attraction that the two of you had to each other was like fireworks. It was amazing. And then for some weird reason, it seemed like the two of you sort of irritated each other, because the thing that initially drew you together actually sort of irritated you moving forward. But there was also an issue of trust here. And what it's saying is that for you to give yourself completely to another person, the very first thing that needs to be there is trust. Trust is the flip side of the coin of love, that you can't love without trusting, right?
Right.
Unless it comes to your cat that tends to tear up certain things and you love him anyway. But what it's saying here is that there's potential here with this person, but there needs to be a separation from this person before that can move forward. And I think the reason why it didn't move forward right when you thought that you hoped it would is because you're supposed to get yourself into what you're destined to do career-wise. Because what this is saying is by you moving from Vegas, it puts you into a very lucky coincidental vibration that connects you with the people that can most help you move forward career-wise. And then it's talking about this amazing five-year potential. So I think that what this man was supposed to be for you in your lifetime was a catalyst to open your heart, because your heart was closed for a really long time. So you were now ready to be with somebody, but you found out that that person's not actually that healthy for you, at least not right now. So I think a separation is probably the best thing you can do for yourself, and pay attention to what happens to you coincidentally connected with your career. Because what it's saying here is that you're sort of afraid of your own potential. And it's not a time for a relationship. It's a time for you to step into your potential. And it's saying, here's the big thing, Terry, it's saying that you're afraid of your own magnificence. And when you stop distracting yourself by other people's emergencies and other people's things and start concentrating on filling yourself up, that's exactly what gets drawn to you. And this is not selfish. This is being self-aware, self-actualizing. Because once you fill yourself up, the natural tendency moving forward is to give to other people. And it is a joyful giving to other people. It's not a resentful or I'm checking up brownie points because I did this for you and you should do this for me now. It is a generous giving back to the universe, because what I believe is no act of kindness is ever wasted. So I think the universe has been keeping track of all of the kindnesses you've done over the years. And what my recommendation would be is that you be more open to what people want to give you, and be then the next step, the uncomfortable step, be open to receive it.
Very good.
Because what this is saying is that you actually have this amazing potential. It's connected with the number 5. So I don't know if it happens between January and May or if it's something that perpetuates over the next 5 years. But there is something coincidental that happens between now and May that sets you up in a direction that is your dream job. But it has nothing to do necessarily with Vegas. And so if this person is actually truly, really interested, then he will understand that you need a break right now. You need a vacation from him right now. And that's exactly how I would phrase it, is I need a vacation from you right now because I've realized that you're distracting me from my own potential.
Wow.
And then you say generously, I may be distracting you from your potential.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't a bad thing. We can stay in touch. We can still text and talk to each other a couple times a week, but I need to concentrate on what's important to me, because you've spent the last 10 years recreating yourself. And,
yes,
and
I
you've
have.
Actually, right, and you've now at a point right now where you could step into the spotlight, but you've been afraid of it. So you use this relationship as a distraction,
mm-hmm.
and now that it's come up to the point where I'm not sure, and I stepped back, and I made a move, and it was scary, and I'm doing it, you're going to find that there will be people that will step up to help you. And the trick of it, the energy of it is you need to be open to receive it. And it's the whole reason I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset as an e-guide, is to get you into the energy of receiving. You know, we've got these amazing people that have written some amazing things, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Abraham Hicks, all these people have written all these things about drawing abundance to you. And they spark you, but they don't tell you how to do it or sit in the energy of receiving. And that's what 9-Day Energy Reset does. And so you're in the perfect place right now to get rid of what's not working for you, put it on the back burner. I like to, and I'm making your call a little longer because I think there are a lot of people listening that could benefit what I'm telling you, is I want you to put people in three lists. There's the A list, the B list, and the C list. The C list is not necessarily the trash list. The C list is the peripheral list, all right? And the peripheral list is people that you know casually. They might be, you might be connected with them on Facebook, but you don't know their phone number and you've never been to lunch with them. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
The B list are people that you have actually gone out with. You know their phone number. You've gone to lunch with. You've been to maybe networking groups with them. You know their face. You know their face that when you see them, you actually know their name. All right? That's your B list. Your A list are people you would actually invite to your home.
Mm.
Okay. Now that is the most important list. The B list is the list that could be the A list, but with you, what it's saying is that you need to cultivate your A list and you need to call in the favors of people that owe you from your A list.
Mm.
So you got to get in the practice of receiving. So what you do is you call your people on your A list and you say, hey, you know, I'm moving out of Vegas. Remember the $500 I loaned you a few months ago? I could use it right now.
Right.
And if they don't pay you back, they move to the B list or the C list because they're not really on your A list team.
Right. That was a lot of people in Vegas.
Right. But my point about that is that once you define the people that some people can't give more than their time, but one of the things you have to realize is the most valuable thing you can give to somebody is your time, all right?
Right.
So if there are people in your life that drop everything to talk to you, they stay on your A-list. And the ones that even, seriously, think about it.
Yeah.
I've been thinking
about it so much.
Okay. Your study in the next 5 months till May is all about receiving blessings from the universe. You are out of practice with the balance of dynamic and magnetic energy. You need to relax into the magnetic energy. And as soon as you start doing that, what happens is that people start stepping up to help you because most people are givers, not receivers. And, you know, you can argue that there are people in Vegas that are more, you know, suckers than givers. But I'm telling you, people really want in their heart of hearts to give. They want to give you time. They want to give you love. They want to give you their ideas. They want to give you their energy. And all of those things are equal gifts.
Gotcha.
And you want to identify the ones that you've been there for and that turn around and help you. So, for example, let's say some dude you loaned $500 to, and he says to you, oh, man, I just don't have it to pay you back. Then you say, well, you know, there's somebody you could introduce me to.
Right. That's good.
And
in other words,
you look at the resources that are besides what you did for them, and you ask them for that favor. And when you can do that, and you get the energy of receiving, working for you, then everything starts to move forward for you. All right, gal pal, I spent a lot of time with you. I got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, Mona. Thank
you.
Right, see you're
later.
Right on.
Okay.
You're right on
you.
With everything. Thank you, dear.
All right, see you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from, looks like someone's calling from overseas. It starts with a 525 area code. Hello, 525. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
This is Zandra. Hi. I'm calling from Mexico.
Oh, well, thank you for finding the program. What's your question for me today?
My question is my husband going to, is there going to be a change in his workforce?
Yes. And and he is scared to death of it. And the way to make that happen so that it's not so scary is what you do is you, okay, here's the thing. Your husband does what he does really well. But the way to make it so that it's not a shocker to him, because he's in fear right now. He's not sleeping very well. He keeps getting kicked in the gut about what's going on. here's what I would do if I were him, and what I would do as his fabulous wife is I would say to him, honey, you know that there's a shakeup coming. So what you do is you go to your supervisor and you say, you know, there's a big vicious rumor that there's going to be a huge layoff with the plant, with the company. And I want to let you know that that if you guys are offering any early retirement packages, or if you want to do something where there's a consulting thing where you let me go but then you bring me back as a consultant, I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
In other words, I'm willing to help you facilitate this. That if it's going to happen, I want to perpetuate my income longer without actually saying it that way. So you actually have him get the clear picture. And what I would do if I was him is tomorrow afternoon make an appointment with the supervisor. And if the supervisor has time for him right away, which he might, is that he goes in and he says, you know, there's a big vicious rumor that a lot of people are going to be let go. And you know, I've been incredibly loyal to this organization, and I want to let you know that if you're offering any early retirement packages, that I'm willing to be, you know, considered for that. Or if you are letting a bunch of people go, but you need people to help you, like with a skeleton crew, I'm willing to be let go, but then brought back on as a consultant. Because it is going to happen. It is happening.
Okay.
So now here's the other thing. You want to ask your husband this question because it's specific to him, and I'm getting it specific to him. You want to ask your husband if somebody else that was in sort of mid-management has left the company but gone someplace else.
Okay.
And then if he tells you yes, say, I think it would be a good idea to reach out to him and ask him if there's any openings at the company he's at. Because this is somebody he got along with. This wasn't somebody that was a dick. This was somebody that actually he got along with.
Okay.
But here's the thing, is that he's working in fear right now. Now, what could happen is by him going and being like the total team player and, you know, volunteering to be one of the first let go, or volunteering to take an early retirement package, or being let go and then be brought on after the first of the year, because this is going to happen starting in January or February, according to your cards. So if he steps up and says, look, I can help you be in the transition of this. I can help you. And the thing is that he's got to step up and work the political system for his benefit and not fight it. Okay, but ask when we get off the phone, go ask him and say, honey, do you know someone that used to work at this company that works someplace else now that you can reach out to and ask if there's something open? Because if your husband's proactive, what'll happen is that he may get an invitation to go to this new job starting in January, and then he can resign easily, ethically, comfortably. You see what I mean?
Right.
He might get a week off for the holidays, which would be okay too.
Right.
Okay. So I hope that helps. And you know, Sandra, if you can just shoot me a quick email and tell me what happens, I'd love to hear what happens.
I sure will. Thank you. And Merry Christmas.
All right,
Christmas.
My friend. All right. Mm-hmm. Talk to you later. Merry Christmas to you too. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye, darling.
Bye. All right. That's cool when people find me from out of the country. I think that's pretty wicked cool. All right, so I'm going to go to area code 775. Hello, 775. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maury. How are you?
Hi, Maury. What's your question?
I've got a question for you. Me and my girlfriend, we're actually looking to see if we can open up a business next year, and what are the chances for us?
Okay, well, first of all, 2017 is the perfect year to start a business, and doing it in a partnership is not a bad idea. But what's really interesting about your cards is I actually see your girlfriend gets offered a regular, amazing, kick-butt job, and you're the one that ends up running the business.
Okay.
So it could be – well, here's the thing. And by the way, what kind of business is it going to be?
It's going to be a coffee shop.
Oh, a coffee shop?
Yes.
Okay.
We're looking to a coffee shop.
I have an idea for you. Are you going to do a coffee shop that has lots of space in it, or is it going to be one of those little fast foody to go little nook places?
No, it's going to be a more like a, you know, like a bigger place, like a you know, more European style coffee place.
Okay, because I have an idea for you, and the vision I got in my head was there was a little store where you ordered the coffee and you bought, you know, tchotchkes and mugs and all that stuff. But there was and that was right up against the street where there would be an outdoor cafe part of it where you could sit outside. But then connected off to the left as you're walking in the store is a separate room that's very open and has books, you know, on the shelves around it, you know, a number of books, newspapers, that kind of thing, so people can linger. But you turn that into a business networking coffee event that you offer to business networking groups where people come in and they pay for the coffee, say $5. And that not only does that cover, it covers like a certain selections of coffee on the menu. So you end up, you know, you end up making not only the cost of the coffee, but a little bit of a tip on top of it. So say it's $5 a person. The thing is for new networking groups where people just want to come and be introduced and find out about new businesses, and then there's a presentation, that it might last maybe an hour or 90 minutes where they all come and you schedule certain days of the week for certain networking groups. So you reach out to the business networking groups that are already in your area and you invite them to come to your coffee shop to actually do the coffee hour business networking. And you may create the coffee hour business networking yourself. So you create the business networking group, and people come to your coffee shop on a Wednesday at, say, 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it's slowish, and it's done between 2 and 3:30 in the afternoon, and then you may do a mid-morning one. But you do it once or twice a week. I'm thinking once a week, and I keep getting like a Tuesday or Wednesday, where people come in, and you might do special groups. Like you might have a real estate focus group. You might have just a general business group, a service provider group. But what's neat about it is that when you're only charging $5 and you actually start a coffee house networking group, and I'm getting this specifically for you, Maury.
Okay. One more quick question before I was going to ask you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Would my girlfriend be a part of it, and would we be successful in doing it together, or would she go her own ways?
I'm actually seeing that your girlfriend might do a better job selling real estate and somewhat promoting your business and maybe heading up the networking group, but it says here that you're the one that really has the passion to set it up, that it was your idea, and that she is sort of interested in it, but I think there's going to be another thing that she does. So I think it's more of a something you do on your own, and that she kind of helps you with it, but she's more, she may do sort of a dual role. So she may do business development for your coffee house on the whole idea that it's a whole different way of doing business networking. And see, and I don't think that you're tapping into how amazing that could be for you.
Okay.
I think you're kind of going into like the Perk Central from Friends and thinking it's going to be one of those places. And I'm telling you that if you identify your location as a place where several business groups can actually form and meet, and you do it in a structured way, from, say, 2 p.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon, or on Saturday mornings. Well, Saturday mornings would be busy enough, so you wouldn't need to worry about that. But I'm thinking that on the slower afternoons, you would create a business networking thing. And what would happen is that people would start coming there and hanging out there and writing their books there, and, you know, with your free internet and all this sort of stuff. It becomes kind of a hub, which makes it more popular.
Okay.
All right. I hope that helps. Thanks for the call.
Thank
you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Okay. All right. I've got somebody here from, let's go to area code 608. Hello, 608. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. What's your question?
My question is, as I was born with gifts like psychic ability, mediumship, healing gifts, and I really want to do something with them, and there's a block in me from moving forward and actually doing something with them. What is
okay,
the
wait
block?
A minute. Tell me, okay, because here's the thing, is that I think that there was a message that came from your family at a very young age that
okay.
people don't earn money from doing this.
Yes. It's not a real
that's
job.
Where the block, well, that's where the block is.
Okay.
Now, I want to tell you, the way to facilitate it and earn money is if you got into something connected with sales. Right?
Okay.
Because then you could recognize when someone like walks into a store or walks into whatever you're selling, and you know right away if what they'd like, what might work for them. You know, usually one of the things that you do have going for you is a very strong analytical discipline side, and that's part of what fights your intuitive gift. But the
yes.
benefit of that to you, the benefit of that to you, Jill, is that because you can be the person that's professional and on time and a great interactor with people, is that I would highly recommend that you find out a little bit more about how sapphires and diamonds and garnets and rubies are made, and get yourself hired at a high-end jewelry store where
okay.
your commission is based off what you sell. But what happens is that you start tuning into your intuitive gift with every single person that you talk to at the store. So you use that as a catalyst to move yourself forward.
Okay.
So here's the thing. The other thing that's going on with you here is that you're kind of not working the politics of the people around you to help you move forward. And I want to say one more thing. When you are raised by someone that's incredibly critical,
yes,
it's supposed to prepare you for the real world. So when your spirit came into this lifetime and said, I'm choosing parents that are really critical, maybe even way old-fashioned and maybe even kind of on the cheap side, that
yes.
that I'm choosing these people deliberately, because if I can learn at a very young age how to deal with that, and if I can learn to deal with it on that intimate level, I can deal with it in any real-world situation. So you need to look at more like it was your walking over coals education, your catalyst, as opposed to a reality.
Okay.
All right. And if I'm telling you that 2017 is about you having that breakthrough, because what happens is let's say you start working for, you know, one of the lovely high-end jewelry stores or jewelry store watch repair places, and you end up actually doing quite well. But make sure that you negotiate commissions based off what you sell, not just an hourly rate.
Okay.
So when you go in there and they say, oh, well, we pay $12 an hour, say, okay. And, of course, you're going to be required to be bonded because of what you're dealing with, which shouldn't be an issue for you. But what happens is you say, okay, well, all that's great. How's your commission structure worked?
Okay.
If I sell, you know, $25,000 in jewelry in a month, what's my commission off that? And if they say to you 10%, well, that's $2,500. If they say 5%, that's still $1,250. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But you have to ask the question, because a lot of people get hired in high-end stores, never ask the question. And really, I'm telling you, when you get hired in one of the high-end stores, the reason why you have some incredibly nice and amazing customer service people is because they are making commission.
Okay.
So, all right, keep that in mind. I think that would be a great catalyst for you. And thanks for the call, Jill. See you
Thank
later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, well, let me see that person. See, you guys, when you block your call, I won't be able to answer your call. So there's somebody here that's got their call blocked, so I'm not going to be able to go to that one. So I'm going to go to area code 646. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. How are you doing? This is Tony.
Oh, hey, Tony. What's your question?
I was just calling to find out. I had a job interview recently. Was it on Thursday?
Yeah.
How that would go?
Well, this is interesting. By the way, I say that a lot. because every time I do cards for people, I'm just always amazed by how the combination comes up. Did you interview with a man?
Yes, I did.
Okay. This man is incredibly disciplined, and he's got I would say that he's somebody that is looking for somebody that can help manage the chaos that he's working with. Because here's what I'm seeing for you is this is incredibly positive for you. So you have the angels guiding you toward this. And what I would do is did you send your handwritten thank you note yet? Tony? Oh, I lost Tony. Okay, well, let me finish the call just in case he is still listening. Is it saying here you're being guided by the universe, you're being guided by the angels, that the biggest secret to this is you bringing harmony to his chaos? I'm also seeing here that your handwritten thank you note is going to make a big impression, and there's going to be a job offer coming to you. So I hope that helps. I'm sorry I lost your call, and maybe you were on a cell phone and it just dropped. So I'm sorry. Let me see. Oh, wait, he's back. Hold on. Let me get him on the air. Tony, dude, is this you? Okay, that's weird. All right. Okay, I hope you heard what I was trying to get to you there, but maybe your battery's running low on your cell phone or something. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 617 area code. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Annette. How are you?
Hi, Annette. What's your question?
My question is that it's in regards to numbers showing up for me.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I'm finding a lot of eights. I went to a fast food restaurant, I believe it was Friday night, and I looked at my receipt, and the three numbers totaled eight. My apartment
mm-hmm.
number is eight.
Mm-hmm.
My social security number, when I add them all up and it comes out to one digit, is eight.
Right.
My extension on my phone at work, the four numbers all add up to eight.
Right.
I went out for coffee this morning. I got the same numbers that I got Friday night on a receipt, but in different order, all add up to eight.
Okay. So eight, have you looked it up in numerology yet?
I know eight is more like business, money,
right. Okay.
Power.
So eight, the way I like to look at the number eight is it's about you starting to take your life seriously. And
yes.
When you turn the number eight on its side, it's the infinity symbol. So it is, how do you make your mark in the world? How do you step into your life purpose? What will people remember you for? Right? But it is
yes.
the card of business, of destiny, of seriousness.
Yes.
It resonates to the planet Saturn. And it is all about you taking your gifts seriously. Now, what's
true.
Interesting is what I'm seeing in your cards here is you have a card that talks about the more creative you are about bringing money to you, the more it comes to you. So there may
yes.
be several ways or several methods that you do in order to move forward with earning money. And it's all about you taking action and not compromising. Now, I got to tell you a caveat here. There's a man around you or will be around you that looks great on paper, but he's a cheap SOB.
Okay.
He is cheap, 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 cheap. I mean, his idea of a great Sunday is going to the dollar store. I'm serious. This guy is cheap. Now, here's the thing. There is a lesson to be learned from him. So as long
okay.
as you can keep him as a friend, we're good.
Yes.
The time that you, if he starts to get romantic with you, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Because this is a great friend.
Yes.
I mean, there was a TV series that someone told me about a couple years ago that was like the cheap show or the frugal show or whatever. And and the one story that the person told me about that I just thought was disgusting, but the guy, the dad of the family, said that he got tired of paying for toilet paper. Okay. So what he did is he cut up a bunch of old T-shirts and put them in a bin in the bathroom, and he would have everybody use the T-shirts, these scraps of T-shirts, as toilet paper, and then he would throw them in another bin and wash them, and then reuse them again. Okay. Mm-mm. The only time toilet paper was ever put out was when people came over to the house. And then he would jokingly say, you guys only get to use 6 squares.
And everybody sat around and laughed, but no, he was serious.
Right, because they thought he was kidding. And he wasn't. I guess one of the other stories on that episode was there was a guy that he would go out to dinner. And then afterward, he would ask the waitress for some to-go containers, and he would walk around the restaurant and ask if he could take the leftover food home. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. And I don't know if he explained that it was for his dog, which, of course, people would give you the scraps if it was for an animal. I mean, I'm just telling you. Okay, so, but anyway, there's a guy that you either already know or is coming into your life that is cheap like that, that I want you to be a friend of, but I do not want you to let that go romantic. But back to number eight. The number eight is showing you that it's time to take your life seriously. All right?
That's true.
The last two numbers of next year are 17. 1 and 7 equals 8. If you add the whole year together, it equals a 10, but you know, a lot of people go, oh, it's, you know, when you do the date on something, it's like 1/1/17, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people pay attention just the last two numbers of the year. So it's also an 8 year. So if you look at the components of the year, it's 2 and 1 and 7, right? So 2 means you look for valuable partnerships. 1 means you take care of yourself. 7 means that you do it for a purposeful way. But you add all the numbers together, it equals a 10. You drop the 0, it's a 1.
Mm-hmm.
So it means it's okay to take care of yourself in 2017. So,
that is so true.
All right, my friend, I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you. Many blessings
to you. All right,
thanks
for the call.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Mona. When I listened to the show earlier, it's funny because I'm donating stuff and AmVets are scheduled to come Wednesday.
Awesome. What's your first name?
Stacy.
Oh, hey, Stacy.
Yeah, so I do that also, like spring cleaning and for the new year, so that,
right.
You know, to get rid of stuff. It
That's
just feels
awesome.
Better. It's like a feng shui technique. Speaking of New Year's, I don't have a date for New Year's coming up. My birthday's coming up, though. I was just wondering if, you know, you see me meeting anybody around, I guess, after New Year's, around that time, because I guess it's already December.
Well, okay, so the thing I want to talk to you first about is when you said New Year's is coming up and you kind of don't have a date for New Year's. I think what I'd rather you do is be the person that gathers people together and decides to meet someplace and do your own New Year's. Because let's say there's a kind of a nice little neighborhood pub or bar or someplace where, you know, maybe a bar restaurant, and you decide to get three or four good friends. And you say, look, let's do New Year's together. And you go for dinner there at, say, 9 o'clock at night, and you have a nice dinner, and then you move into the bar area, and you do the whole New Year's celebrating with everybody, right? Because what I'm getting here is that the biggest issue with you meeting somebody is you get so intense when you meet somebody that could be nice that you kind of scare them away, Stacy.
I haven't really met anybody, I guess, in a long time. I haven't put effort into it.
Okay, but my point is that when you do identify a man that you'd like to be with and you start kind of focusing in on them, your intensity is so strong that you usually scare them away. Okay?
No, it's the opposite. They don't think I'm putting effort into it. It's like... In other words, they're not receptive that I'm interested because they don't think that I'm flirty or anything. I'm just kind of cool about it. You know, I have friends that are more flirtatious that approach, and I don't really do any of that. That's the opposite.
All I'm seeing here is that there is some energy that you're presenting that is turning off potential interest with you, all right? And that it may be that you are so picky that guys don't even try. Or it may be that you get so intense when you find somebody that's kind of interesting that you scare them away. But what I'm getting here is
not... No, I haven't had the opportunity. I haven't had the opportunity because I haven't
approached. Can I finish my thought?
Yeah.
May I please finish my thought? Thank you. You waited a long time to get on the air, and I want to make sure I tell you what I want to tell you, okay?
Okay.
So what it's saying here in your card is the way to meet a nice man is by the nice man seeing you smiling and having a good time and engaging and listening and being present, not the one that is pretending like, you know, she's Angelina Jolie. Okay? What I'm getting here is that the more that you can engage yourself with a variety of experiences with groups of people, that's how you meet a man. It is not going to be through online dating. It's not going to be that you focus in on a guy at Starbucks. That is not how you're going to meet him. The way you're going to meet him is that when you're out having a nice time with other friends, girlfriends or maybe guy friends, you're out having a good time, which is why I'm suggesting that you create your own New Year's Eve where you ask two or three other people to go with you to dinner and then stick around in the bar to toast at midnight with everybody else in the bar. Because what it's saying is that you have this tendency to be really, really picky about where you spend your time. And that's okay. But what's going on here is you're cutting yourself off from the potential of meeting nice people. And I want you to meet nice men and nice women, because it may be a nice woman that introduces you to her brother. But the only way she's going to introduce you to her brother is if she likes you first. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's saying that the more socially engaged you get, the more things you do with groups of people. I mean, I would love it if you walked into a local bowling alley and said, I'd like to join a bowling league, or is there one that has openings? Because
that's funny.
People...
That's what my friend and I did that for New Year's. We went bowling together. That's funny. That's
awesome.
What we did last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that may be the thing you do again. And I'm telling you, actually, that sounds like a boatload of fun. If I didn't have already plans for New Year's Eve,
so
I would get
it's
together
so...
a bowling people.
It's so funny what you're saying about the men I attract. I do attract men, but how could I say it? I don't want a guy that's low maintenance at all, if you know what I mean. I want, you know, a guy that's a little bit higher maintenance.
Okay. Now, you're unusual because most women want the guy that's sort of low maintenance. I mean, it doesn't mean that he's not successful. I'm serious. I mean, but what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, high maintenance men are difficult to get close to. And I'm just telling
yeah.
you that the guy I see for you is somebody that's going to be easy for you to get to know, and that he's going to come across as very low maintenance. And when I say low maintenance, this is a guy that pays his bills. This is a guy that likes to watch football on Sundays or might be into golf. So Sunday's are kind of your
yeah.
day. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, my friend.
More
group activities. I got to go, girl. Thanks for the call. See you
later.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi, it's Amla. And I think it sounded like you were talking to me with Stacy's call. I'm actually celebrating. Yeah, really. It's so interesting because my birthday is this Friday. And,
oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm celebrating me. I'm gathering whoever shows up. My favorite band is playing at a local pub. And there I am. So that's what I'm doing. I'm excited. So
good.
I'm wondering about relationship. It's interesting that you're picking
okay,
up on
so,
that.
Okay, this is really and I don't know why I got this right out of the air for you. There's
okay.
something that you're very good at that you could teach other people. What is that?
Basically, unconditional love to teachers. I mean, because the fact that I've been through many challenges and I chose to love me and to take care of
okay.
me and be my true authentic self. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I got besides
yeah.
that? Okay, because that's you stepping into your authenticity, all right? But what
yeah.
I got is you're very good at letting go of what's not working for you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Very true.
And so
yep.
so one of the things you might want to do is, what do you do for work?
I'm a writer.
Awesome. Oh, my God. This is more in line of what I'm seeing for you, is that what if you did – sort of a community meetup. You know, they have the meetup things that you can sign up for.
Yeah.
What if you did a writer's meetup, and that you started by doing the presentation of creating your writing space? And so what you do is you lead it, and you teach everybody that shows up for this little coffee thing. I don't know if you were listening earlier when I was talking to Maury, and I was telling Maury that he should do this coffee shop where he does this business thing
yes.
where he actually encourages business groups to do sort of a coffee talk for an hour or an hour and a half. Well, I think
right.
you should arrange that right after the first of the year, say on Tuesday or Wednesday after the first of
okay.
the year, like on January
sure.
3rd or 4th. And
yep.
it's all about organizing your writing space. And so what happens is all these potential writers come in and you tell them, look, I had to create a space where I could cut everything else off going on in the house. And
yes.
so I did. And I want to show you how to do it. I want to tell you how to do it. And I want to get your ideas of things that you've done that have helped you, you know, unblock yourself writing-wise. But mostly this is about, actually creating a space for writers. And then what
yes.
you do is you
yes.
start doing a meetup, say, every 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep.
And you create it. You create the group for writers. That's how you're going to meet him.
Oh, very cool.
Because when you meet a guy that is well-read and also wants to write himself, what happens is you create the perfect, in other words, you get to use the mantle of being the person in charge of the writing group to actually interview, in a way, you're all the people that show up.
That's right.
So
that's
how I think you meet him, right?
Oh, that's awesome. I'm already meeting a few writers myself. That's really cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if you head up the group, then what happens is that you get to kind of, you know, pay more attention to the one you like a little extra special.
That's true.
Yeah, all right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Blessings.
Okay, bye.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!